Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
An air of incredulity. That's the headline in today's Irish News, which in common with the Belfast Telegraph and Irish Daily Mirror, leads with the appearance of Jeffrey Donaldson in court yesterday, charged with rape and other sexual offences on dates spanning more than two decades. The former DUP leader is also pictured on the front of most of today's other papers, either arriving at or leaving the courtroom in Uri yesterday. Himself and his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, who faces four charges related to the same investigation, were both heckled by waiting crowds as they left the courthouse. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that former soldiers of the elite Army Ranger Wing have resumed military training operations in Libya in apparent breach of international sanctions, despite a warning from the Irish government and an ongoing Garda investigation examining whether any criminal offences have been committed. The Irish Daily Mail has a lead story about a memo circulated amongst ministers by Finance Minister Michael McGrath and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue, calling on them to rein in spending, since spending across all government departments is currently €2.9 billion more than it was this time last year. People have lost fear of penalty points. That's the conclusion of Leo Leadgeo, the Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, which generates the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. He was speaking yesterday following the death of four more people on our roads in the last 4 days. The impact with the HSE embargo on recruiting dentists is having on children generates the lead story in the Irish Independent, which estimates that more than 100,000 young children lost out on school dental checks last year amid growing concerns from dentists about levels of tooth decay. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, runs with the story about how Education Minister Norma Foley has backed a call from Stardust survivor Antoinette Keegan for details of the fire and how families of victims were failed by the state to be taught on the school curriculum. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports that recent storms have damaged the nets over the prison yards in Mountjoy, Wheatfield and Clover Hill, allowing contraband to be dropped into the yards unrestricted. In one such incident last month, a drone was used to drop drugs into the yard in Mountjoy. Lovely weather for the drugs, is the headline there. And finally, the Mail carries details of a case before the Industrial Tribunals Court in Northern Ireland, in which an employee at the Ulster Folk and Transport Museum in County Down sought compensation based on a claim that a female colleague had gone on an angry rant about men when he intervened during a tour she was giving at the museum. After hearing evidence from colleagues, the judge concluded, however, that the incident had been overstated and that the complainant, a former schoolteacher, had in fact acted differently when he was talking to women than he was when he was talking to men. Mansplaining folk museum worker loses his claim of sex discrimination is the headline there.
Fiona, thank you.